ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Walt Disney Company announcing the return of late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel Live is expected to air a new episode Tuesday night, days after Disney suspended production on the show after Kimmel's comments following the killing of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. Disney, the parent company of ABC News, said the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. After days of what they call thoughtful conversations with Kimmel, they reached the decision to return the show.
ABC's Mike DeBusky. The Trump administration is expected to release its findings suggesting a possible link, it says, between autism and the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy. Researchers and medical experts are disputing the possible link in those Tylenol brands, saying it stems from limited studies. A U.S. Navy official says eight Navy ships are located in the Caribbean and Pacific waters near Central and South American countries. The deployment preceded the Trump administration confirming it carried out a military strike on a small boat believed to have been transporting drugs. This is ABC News. 3 months after a jury acquitted Karen Reed of murder and the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, she's back in court trying to dismiss part of a civil lawsuit against her. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The O'Keefe family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Karen Reed and two bars in Canton, Massachusetts, seeking at least $50,000 in damages for pain and suffering. The family accuses Reed of killing O'Keefe and claims the bars overserved her the night of his death. Prosecutors had accused Reed of backing her SUV into O'Keefe, then driving away, leaving him to die in the snow after a night of drinking.
Air travelers passing through Europe dealing with the lingering effects of a cyber attack on airport systems that began last week. And new problems today. Brussels Airport in Belgium canceling about half of its flights, and that's impacting other European hubs in both London and Berlin. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Monday Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village, your choice for senior living. Look for lows near 60 tonight, showers tapering off later, light winds, and Tuesday thick fog chances in the morning. Mixed skies other than that with highs in the mid-70s. But right now, it's 70 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Monday, September 22nd. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Theed. On Friday evening at approximately 10:28, the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a large underage party at an address on Snowbottom Road in Wingville Township. Upon arrival, deputies observed several individuals inside the residence consuming alcoholic beverages. When it was noticed the deputies were there, several subjects fled into the woods. The investigation determined that approximately 30 underage individuals were at the party. As a result, all minors with a detectable amount of alcohol in their system were issued citations. The property owner was notified and thanked law enforcement for their assistance. The Grant County Sheriff's Office also reports on Saturday morning at approximately 6:42, they received a report of a motorcycle crash that occurred on County Highway U near the intersection with South Boyce Creek Road in Potosi Township. Upon receipt of the report, Potosi Fire and EMS were dispatched to the scene, along with deputies from the Grant County Sheriff's Office. When the deputies arrived on the scene, it was determined Ronald Walsh, 64 of Horicon, was traveling west on County Highway U on his 2004 Harley-Davidson. The weather conditions at the time were rainy with fog. For unknown reasons, Walsh's motorcycle drove off the north side of the roadway, causing the motorcycle to crash into the ditch and become airborne. Walsh was ejected from the motorcycle. Walsh was not wearing a helmet and, due to injuries sustained in the crash, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County coroner. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office, Potosi Fire Department, Potosi EMS, and Bennett's Towing of Lancaster. This was Grant County's seventh motor vehicle fatality of 2025. The UW-Richland Alumni Association recently announced the 2025 Outstanding Alumni. This year's Outstanding Alumni class members include Ken Hansen. Ken graduated from Richland Center High School in 1961 and attended Richland County Teachers College from 1963 to 1965, where he received his teaching certificate. Ken has taught at the River Valley School District and the Richland Center School District. Ken has been a business owner and has been involved in insurance and real estate. Ken has also served on the City Council and various other committees. Jane Goplin Kinney. Jane graduated from high school in 1965 and attended Richland County Teachers College from 1965 through 1967. Starting in the early 80s, Jane became an educator at Riverdale School District. Jane has retired from her full-time position, but still works as a substitute teacher at Riverdale. Jane has been involved in education for nearly 50 years. Julie Brock Stebbins. Julie graduated from Richland Center High School in 1971 and attended UW Center Richland from 1971 through 1973. Julie attended UW Madison, where she earned a bachelor's degree in elementary education and received a minor in music. Jane also received a master's degree in educational psychology. Terry Knothy. Terry graduated from Richland Center High School before attending UW-Richland in 1976 and Winona State University, where in 1979 he earned a bachelor's degree in physical science. After graduating, Terry taught and coached at St. Charles High School in St. Charles, Minnesota. He has served as section representative for the Minnesota State Coaches Association and was inducted into the Minnesota Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame in 2017. And Todd Albo. While attending Richland Center High School, Todd was hired at WRCO Radio, which was the beginning of a 17-year career at his hometown station. During that time, Todd attended UW Center Richland. Todd continued his education at UW Platteville, majoring in broadcasting communications and management. Todd has had a career in politics. Todd has also served on the Richland Center City Council and served as executive director of the Richland Center Chamber and Main Street Program. Currently, Todd has a daily talk show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This year's outstanding alumni will be honored at a celebration brunch at the Phoenix Center on Saturday, October 4th. Registration will be at 10:30 and the program will be at 11. A meal will follow. Cost of the meal is $25 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. Pre-registration is due Thursday. Contact Kathy Granger by email at fairladykkg@yahoo.com or by phone at 608-489-3629. Concerning neo-Nazi messages in the Baraboo community, Bob Haig reports.
A September 15th Facebook post by Baraboo police referenced small baggies of birdseed which contain information on pieces of paper. WKOW 27 reports the paper carried neo-Nazi messaging, and that Police Captain Ryan Labrosian said there have been instances of various types of propaganda being distributed around the city, and that other law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin have dealt with similar incidents. Police are seeking any camera footage that may lead to a suspect, and asking residents to toss the bags in the trash. It's not the first concerning incident in the Sauk County city of 12,000 residents. In 2019, a photo circulated online showing some male high school students giving the Nazi salute brought unwelcome national attention and divided the community. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A reminder to drive safely around school buses. It's Operation Safe Stop Week. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses. The State School Bus Association worked with its members to identify bus stops where illegal passing is common. Now law enforcement will be adding extra patrols in those spots. The penalty for failing to stop for a school bus increased in 2020. Citations now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points. The Reedstown Public Library has recently launched the Kickapoo Valley Living Treasure Series, a unique program spotlighting the life stories of elders in the Kickapoo Valley region. The series brings to life treasured memories and honors the experiences, contributions, and wisdom that Valley residents have accumulated over generations. Each event will reflect on how life in the area used to be, how things have changed, and new possibilities we can work towards together. The series is designed to celebrate the area's heritage and highlights the rich history of the Kickapoo Valley for newcomers and longtime residents alike. The inaugural event will be held Tuesday evening at 5:30. It will feature Kathleen Nan Alexander, who served the third grade at Reedstown Elementary School for 35 years and continues to serve the community 20 years into her retirement. The second in the series on October 7th at 5:30 will feature Kickapoo Township resident Mary Christensen. Mary is a community builder and retired Waldorf School administrator who played an integral part in Viroqua's successful revitalization efforts. She will share valuable insights from her experiences, helping turn the tide from decline to renewal. Learn about mental health stigma, differences between mental illness and mental health, what to say and what not to say to individuals experiencing mental health challenges, and how to offer support. You're invited to Eliminate Mental Health Stigma in Richland County, a free community presentation, Tuesday from 5:30 to 7 at the Brewer Public Library. Food will be provided at no cost. Registration is required as seating is limited. To register, call Evan Ewing at 608-649-5965 or email evan.ewing@co.richland.wi.us. Winners of $50 each in the St. Anthony's Calendar Raffle are yesterday's winner, G. Schubert, on ticket number 638, and St. Anthony's on ticket number 609, and today's winners, Zach Dix on ticket number 297, and Gerard Solchenberger on ticket number 381. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
We're InMain Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court & Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green, died September 10th at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military gravesite rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. James H. Alt, 86, of Spring Green. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center. Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center, died Saturday. At Nancy's request, there will be no formal funeral services. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Come one, come all to the Blue River Farmers Market, happening every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at beautiful Blue River Park, now through September 23rd. Shop local with a wide variety of fresh produce, flowers, baked goods, artisan crafts, natural products, candles, jewelry, jams and jellies, unique gifts, cotton candy, and so much more. It's fun for all ages and full of small town charm with big time flavor. Interested in being a vendor? Call or message the Friends of Blue River on Facebook. The Blue River Farmers Market, where community, creativity, and good eats come together. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Rounds of rain tonight with showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong, some could be severe. The main risks would be some gusty high winds and heavy rain, which could create some flash flooding in some local spots. Already seen a bit of rain today and more on the way. Some storms could have small hail and gusty winds too. Otherwise, they'll be winding down late tonight. Maybe a few sprinkles overnight, lows fall to about 60, winds barely move. This gives that thick fog a chance to build right back in again for the morning. It's going to be lingering there, dense in spots. As it lifts throughout the day, it will reveal mixed skies with a dry day, highs in the mid-70s. Now, there is a chance for a few showers on occasion, but I do think that the system is going to be pushing that further south, like into Illinois. But again, the chances are there, so I'm letting you know. Tomorrow night, more clouds, fog likely again, lows back to the mid-50s. Then for Wednesday, a chance of drizzle early, partly cloudy throughout the afternoon, highs in the low 70s, winds start to get a bit feistier out of the northeast, a crisp breeze moving in, but clearing the skies for Thursday, it'll be partly sunny and pleasant. Highs make it to the mid-70s. We start to get unseasonable again, spiking to about 80 degrees for Friday. It'll be mostly sunny, a gorgeous day, and that sticks for the entire weekend. Yay! Saturday, sunny and warmer, still feeling like a summer day. A little bit of mugginess creeping in there. Highs in the low 80s. And again for Sunday, flirting with 80 degrees, still very mild and still very sunny. We're just waiting for this low pressure system that's been taking its sweet time to finally kick southeast and out of here. Like I said, it will be gone by Thursday. And high pressure takes over as we go into the weekend and into early next week. Looks actually rather dry as we close out the month of September and move into early October. I hope you're having a wonderful evening and a marvelous Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy 68 degrees, and that is slightly down from our high today of 79, but still up from our morning low of 56. Yesterday, we had a high of 78 degrees. We also saw 1/100th of an inch of rain. A record high on this day set back in 2017 at 91. A record low 28 was set back in 1962. Last year on this day, our high was 68 and our low 51. Sunset today will be at 6:59. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:50. 6/100ths of an inch of rain has fallen today. The barometer still holding steady, as it has this afternoon, at 29.79, and winds are out of the southwest at 2. Again, it's 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports Report is brought to you by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Brewers return to action today, but they will be on the road again after a rough weekend series, dropping 2 of 3 in St. Louis against the Cardinals. They now travel to the West Coast for a Monday night game against San Diego. It'll be an 8:40 first pitch time tonight, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. And the Brewers, luckily, are still 7 games in the lead in the National League Central, as the Chicago Cubs have also been riding a bit of a loss streak and are right now 7 games behind the Brew Crew. Also in sports, the Dallas Cowboys say CeeDee Lamb sustained a high ankle sprain in a 31-14 loss to Chicago. The injury figures to sideline the star receiver at least 1 game and possibly more. Club executive vice president and personnel Stephen Jones revealed the extent of the injury on his radio show. Jones indicated it would be difficult for Lamb to play Sunday when Micah Parsons and the Green Bay Packers visit. Lamb was injured on a running play for the first time he touched the ball against the Bears. He lined up in the backfield and took a handoff. NFL fans saw 2 game-changing blocked field goals that were returned for touchdowns minutes apart. First, Philadelphia's Jordan Davis blocked a 44-yard attempt by Rams' Joshua Cardi on the final play of the game that would have won it for L.A. Davis scooped the ball and returned it 61 yards for a touchdown to give the Eagles a 33-26 victory. Jalen Carter blocked Cardi's 33-yard try earlier in the fourth quarter. Shortly after Davis's heroics in Philadelphia, the Jets' Will McDonald jumped over the Buccaneers snapper, blocked a 43-yarder try by Chase McLaughlin, and returned it 50 yards for a touchdown to give New York a 27-26 lead at Tampa Bay with 1:49 remaining. Baker Mayfield led the Bucs to McLaughlin's winning field goal.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Backup quarterbacks had a big day Sunday. Carson Wentz and Marcus Mariota were sharp in leading their teams to lopsided wins as fill-in starters. Mac Jones overcame a costly turnover and engineered a game-winning final drive. Wentz was 14 of 20 for 173 yards and two touchdowns in Minnesota's 48-10 win over Cincinnati. Mariota was 15 of 21 for 207 yards and one touchdown and also ran for 40 yards and a score in Washington's 41-24 win against Las Vegas. Jones completed 27 of 41 passes for 284 yards with one touchdown and one interception in San Francisco's 16-15 win. Also, Coach Brian DeBall is not committing to who will start at quarterback for the New York Giants in their next game against the LA Chargers. DeBall was asked repeatedly today about starter Russell Wilson, a rookie Jackson Dart, and journeyman backup Jameis Winston, and said he and his staff were evaluating everything. The Giants are 0-3, with Wilson attempting every pass so far this season and Dart getting a handful of snaps as a change of pace. Also, Major League Baseball owners have unanimously approved the sale of the Tampa Bay Rays to a group led by real estate developer Patrick Zalupski. The transfer from Stu Sternberg's group is expected to close soon. Sternberg took control of the team back in 2005 and rebranded it as the Rays after the 2007 season. The team won four American League East titles under Sternberg and reached the World Series twice. Because of damage from Hurricane Milton, the Rays played home games at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa this season. Commissioner Rob Manfred expects Zalupski to start a new search for a ballpark site. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
Oh, I can't believe we blew a 5-touchdown lead.
Sure, but you got to feel like they were going to win for almost the entire game.
But I was about to buy playoff tickets.
So you were prepared for a good time. That's pretty nice.
It's the worst loss any team has ever had.
And you got to witness history.
Okay, we're done here.
Well, at least your home and auto are protected with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It's time this hour once again to give you a chance at entering into Civic Media and WRC's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win, a multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's keyword is wide. W-I-D-E, wide. Use the Civic Media app. You can find it on the Apple or Google stores. And once you open it up, select WRCO and hit the text button to send this hour's keyword of wide, W-I-D-E, and you're entered in to win. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were lower Monday. Cattle and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Argentina says it's suspending export taxes through the end of October, likely boosting ag commodity sales. Beans are also watching U.S. harvest activity and South American planting. November beans were 14.5 lower at 10.11. January was down 14.25 at 10.30.5. October bean meal was $4 lower at $278.90. October soybean oil is down 86 points at $49.17. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling, expecting the USDA to report good harvest progress in the weekly update, and planting weather in South America generally looks favorable. Mexico did buy more than 320,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. December corn was 2.25 lower at 421.75. March was 2.5 lower at 438.75. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. Winter wheat planting weather looks mixed, but the eastern Midwest could see some widespread rainfall soon. The big bearish factor really continues to be the rising global supply. December Chicago was 11.75 lower at 510.75. December Kansas City was down 5 at 502.25. December Minneapolis was 3.5 lower at 564. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher on supply tightness. October live was up $3.57 at $237.15. December was $4.50 higher at $240.22. October feeder cattle were up $7.25 at $361.35. November was $8.97 higher at $359.90. And hogs were up on the higher midday pork, their discount to cash, and that strengthened cattle. October was 82 higher at 98.80. December was up $1.12 at 88.75. Megan Grebner has cash livestock after this.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Cash cattle trade activity had a very quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Buyers and sellers were busy preparing for the week's business ahead. There was a case of New World screwworm reported just about 70 miles from the southern U.S. border Sunday evening. Significant trade volume could hold out until midweek or later. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down 66 cents at $381.39. Select was 2 17 higher at $362.09. Estimated cattle slaughter was 110,000 head. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a big negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 322 with a weighted average of 106.83. The Iowa Minnesota was 258 higher with a weighted average of 106.94. And the Western Corn Belt closed 232 higher with a weighted average of 106.84. Estimated hog slaughter for Monday was 490,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Harkey Lumber is more than just your go-to source for building supplies. They also offer expert construction services to help bring your ideas to life. Their drafting team can provide complete house plans, including front, back, left, and right elevations, along with detailed floor, foundation, and wall section layouts. Even better, when you purchase your materials from Harkey Lumber, you're eligible for a discount on those plans, whether you're building an addition or starting from scratch. Call Harkey Lumber at 985-7207 and get your project off to a solid start.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The U.S. corn and soybean harvests are in line with most recent years. That followed a generally favorable week of weather for activity in much of the Midwest and Plains. USDA says 11% of U.S. corn is harvested, matching the five-year average. 9% of U.S. soybeans have been harvested, even with the average pace, while 81% of the crop is dropping leaves. More news is next.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey, bud.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
CEO of NASDA says he's optimistic the U.S. and China can reach a trade agreement that benefits U.S. agriculture. But Ted McKinney says new trade deals take patience.
Some form of direct payments might be necessary in the interim until we get some of that product flowing.
The latest Rural Main Street Index reveals declining economic conditions in the Midwest. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss.
Agricultural commodity prices are not where they need to be. In fact, if you're talking about looking at corn, soybean, and wheat, those three are essentially below break-even for most of the farmers out there.
The U.S. egg supply continues to be tight. USDA says 8.9 billion eggs were produced in August 2025, down 2% from last year because of lower average productivity and a smaller number of laying hens. More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Foundational Decisions. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Corteva Market Development Specialist Brad Allen says farmers should be thinking about their weed management plan when selecting seed. He tells Brownfield seed decisions are the foundation of a successful growing season, and choosing the right seed can help farmers overcome challenging agronomic issues. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like popcorn at the movies. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at enlist.com/corn.
Science Market Development Specialist Brad Allen calls seed selection the foundation to a successful growing season.
You know, they're the first step in setting up that management program. Choosing the right seed can help the farmers overcome a whole lot of challenging agronomic issues throughout the season, including diseases, insects, and weeds. Planting the best hybrids and varieties also helps to contribute to better crop health, as well as cleaner fields and higher yield potential. So when you're thinking about this and choosing those hybrids or varieties with the weed control in mind, you really need to make sure you're thinking about the specific herbicide tolerances that you have with each of those hybrids and varieties and the crops. This helps really determine what those management programs look like for the next season. Similarly, you think about like what the past is, so what the field history is, what type of weeds and diseases in the populations that you've had there, What did you do for that weed control from the previous season? And was it actually successful? Really knowing about that pressure can really help you think about moving forward with it. And really, you truly make those informed management decisions with the seed that you've got.
He tells Brownfield, Enlist traded soybeans offer three herbicide tolerances.
You've got 2,4-D choline, glyphosate, and glufosinate. Those all come together, ensuring that we have clean fields and increasing that yield potential. With that also comes now Enlist corn. With that trait, we've got four trait tolerances: glyphosate, glufosinate, 2,4-D choline, and then what we call the FOP herbicides. These really help us to control those tough broadleaves and grasses that we are facing these days. Then we move into cotton. Enlist cotton trait stacks up 2,4-D choline, glyphosate, and glufosinate. That comes through our phytogen cotton seed. So the Enlist cotton enables those farmers to take control of the weeds with multiple sites of action, which are definitely a challenge in those cotton acres we have. Great thing about the Enlist herbicides, they're proven to deliver that great weed control on some of the toughest weeds. You know, and all these crops with Enlist traits are really exceptional as far as flexible weed control. And the great piece about the Enlist program as well is there's over 1,700 paint mix partners available.
Visit Enlist.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Hello, this is Brian from Walsh's. Stop in at Ace Hardware for red hot deals, good through September 30th. Stay prepared with Ace Motor Oil 1 quart, $3.49, or tackle any job with Warner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder, $99.99. And don't miss Rubbermaid Roughneck 32-gallon trash can, $26.99, to keep your garage or your yard clean and organized. Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for red hot savings, but only until September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Live from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the coffee's hot, the music's country, and the company's local.
It's 19 minutes away from 6 o'clock as you're tuned in here to WRCO, letting you know you still have time to get your submission in. Right now, it is time for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win, a multi-state contest, your chance at winning a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, you're entered in then, when you do submit it, for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. Obviously, that's going to be a big one. This hour's keyword is wide. W-I-D-E. Wide. Use that now by opening up your Civic Media app, select WRCO, and send the text button to send the keyword wide, and you're entered to win. You have until the end of the hour, so get it done as soon as you can.
My songs on a room, another town, a one show. And I'm coming home, don't give a damn what these keys are. I'm on a knock down that front door and wanna find out what that house is made of. Been too many nights since it's failed us make love. Ball. You, look at you, send me one more shot, sitting on the bathroom sink, damn you, ready to turn me on, I'm painting your toenails paint, easy baby for you to say, but if I can make it just one more day, shaking. I hope those bricks and boards can take it. But I won't be surprised if the whole damn place just falls. baby. Rock it, baby, like a wrecking ball. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup on a Saturday night. Then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still around. Get the mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean race they gone, clean slate moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. Some hearts stay broke, some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it alright, just like you're doing to me. But tonight I'm letting it rain. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. Some girls never do. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do.
That's my idea of a perfect day. Now Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather. Families celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old-fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. Your place on the river.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Drags at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th. Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meat specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
100.9 WRC.
Satin and lace, tied around her little finger.
think some school bad fast, and some people drive too slow. Tattoos are no big deal, week expired, milk ain't old. If there goes my life's just another song on the radio. And if your mom and dad were crazy, waiting up till you got home. Wait till you have kids, and they look in your eyes. Wait till you're their Superman, wait till they're your whole life. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired and real love is. Wait till you have kids. You'll always be on time, and minivans ain't kinda cool. If you don't care if there's a fence around a backyard swimming pool, and if you never thought of hanging something up there on your fridge, and if 8 a.m. is early and divorce is what it is. Wait till you have kids, and they look in your eyes. You start thinking about them dating one day, asking for advice. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired and real love is. Wait till you have kids. Man, just wait. Till they call you from a thousand miles away, and they give you hell, telling them to visit home, and you just laugh and say, wait till you have kids and a half-empty room upstairs, full of rec league trophies, two small clothes, old video games in 18 years. And now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired and real love is. Wait till you have kids. So you have kids.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump, flanked by Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr., announcing the White House findings surrounding possible links of autism to acetaminophen, like brands like Tylenol. The president says the FDA will advise doctors to limit the use of the painkiller, except in cases of a high fever for pregnancy. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
The maker of Tylenol is pushing back in a statement saying, quote, that Tylenol is the safest pain reliever option for pregnant women as needed through their entire pregnancy. And some doctors right now, they are concerned that pregnant women may be scared of using Tylenol in moderation and that they won't treat a fever during pregnancy, which carries risks.
At the UN, France's president says his country is recognizing a Palestinian state, adding to the 140 countries that now recognize a two-state solution. The U.S. and Israel, along with some families of hostages, say all hostages should be released first. Volatile storms on the march across the nation's midsection with the risk of heavy rain. Michelle Franz in ABC News. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, has filed a suit against Amazon, alleging that the e-commerce giant is making it too difficult for customers to cancel membership. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Federal regulators say Amazon tricked people into